And nothing comes to mind. What about the country music capital? Supposedly.
Nashville.
Yeah. And this city's on the western edge, right on the Georgia border. You've heard the song with something or another, Choo Choo.
Chattanooga.
Yeah. What about the city of Elvis Presley had his mansion in?
I never did like him.
You keep up with him. All right. This is on the western part, kind of on the Mississippi, close to Mississippi line. Begins with an M.
Memphis?
Yeah, okay. And the University of Tennessee is located in Knoxville? Yeah, all right. And this is a city in the mountains in western North Carolina.
Ashdown?
No, Asheville.
Asheville?
All right. Okay. Biggest city in Georgia would be?
Atlanta.
All right. And what about a few other of the bigger cities in Georgia? Seaport, begins with an S. Savannah. Yeah. And this city has the same name as the man who discovered America.
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. And one other city in Georgia where the Allman Brothers were from. That's where Capricorn Records is. Begins with an M. M-A-C-O-N.
Macon.
C-O-N.
Oh, Macon.
Yeah, okay. All right, biggest city in Louisiana is?
New Orleans.
All right, and the capital is?
Baton Rouge.
Okay. A city in southern Ohio where the baseball team, the Reds, play.
Cincinnati.
Okay, and the horse racing city in Kentucky.
Louisville.
Okay, and three foreign countries. If you were in Paris, you would be in?
France.
And if you were in Moscow, you'd be in?
Russia.
Okay, if you were in Dublin, you would be in?
Ireland.
Right. Okay. All right, if you were asking about the distance from here to Shreveport, you'd say Shreveport is?
68 miles.
Okay. Can kind of complete this phrase. If somebody asks you to go somewhere with him and you're not so sure about it, you might say, well, I just don't know where I want to go.
If I want to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And same thing for this. If you're talking about a friend of yours who's very sick and not likely to get any better, you might say, if somebody asks you how he's coming along, you might say, well, it just seems he'll never pull through.
That he'll never pull through.
Okay. All right, what about this phrase? If you had been doing something, you could have used some help while a friend of yours was just watching you. You might say, well, why did you just stand there and watch helping me?
Instead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just, why did you stand there and watch? Can I complete that? It's what you said.
Instead of me.
Right, okay. Say if you like somebody, he's a very funny person, and you like him for that reason, that he's funny. If somebody asks you why you like so-and-so, you might say, well, I like him. He's funny.
Because.
Okay. All right, these are about religion. What would you say the largest Protestant denomination in the South is?
Baptist.
Okay. And when someone became a member of a church, you say he did what?
Affiliated.
Or?
Became a member.
Okay,
joined.
And in church, one prays to
God.
Right. And the minister, you say, delivered a fine
sermon.
And the choir provided good
music.
Okay, talking about a very attractive sunset, you might say about that sunset, it was just
beautiful.
Okay. And at this situation, if you are on the way to church but you have a flat tire, you might say, oh great, church will be over.
Before I get there.
Okay. Yeah. It won't be much more than about 30, 45 minutes.
Okay.
The being who is the enemy and the opposite of God.
Devil.
Yeah. Any other names for him?
Lucifer.